Agenda. Now, if you all would like to go ahead and let me know what your decision is on the minutes, we'll have a vote on that.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes as written.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second to approve the minutes of the work session and the meeting of March 3rd. All in favor, raise your right hand. Okay, the minutes are approved. And then we'll let Madam Secretary begin with the old business.
Okay. This is an application, it's number 15-001025 in the Old Aiken Overlay District, a returning application. The applicant's Timothy Ashton. The location's 248 Williamsburg Street, Southeast. The applicant's requesting approval for a change to the Certificate of Appropriateness approved on 2/3/2015. In that approval, a 7-foot-high wall was approved for the courtyard of the house. Because of safety concerns and the fact that all doors from the interior of the house open to this courtyard, the applicant would like a change in height to 8 feet. He's also requested changing for the wording on the certificate, and this is because he's a professor and I'm not, and so he's making it more accurate. And I appreciate that, Tim. The open gable roof front porch will have iron railings, stucco, and wood columns, and a stained wood front door. I had just said stained columns, and on the plan it said stucco and wood, and that is what it should have stated. So was there another one, though? Yeah. Okay, so that is what he's requesting as far as changes go.
Okay, and then I'll go ahead and ask our applicant to come forward and then officially state your name for our recording device. It'll pick it up automatically.
Timothy Ashton, and I'm at 218 Sumter Street.
Okay. And I think we've got the clarification. Do you all have any further questions of Professor Ashton? No? Okay. Okay, good. Good. Well, thank you. And we'll see if anyone else would like to speak with regard to this, what would be a change to his previous application, essentially raising the wall, the privacy wall, to 8 feet. I might ask, if you don't mind coming back, I had this on my mind when I first saw this in the application. Now, your idea of the wall is to give yourself a courtyard, a private courtyard. Was there any way to, you're losing some yard, I don't know, is it 15 feet over to the actual property line, do you know, Tim?
I'm not exactly sure what it is to the property line.
Yeah, it's probably at least 10, and I don't know if there's any way, this is sort of different from what is not directly related to your, it's 19 feet, yeah, almost 20 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know your original concept was to give you that private courtyard, and it just occurred to me that you may end up with just losing that. I don't know if you could move the wall over.
I would love to move the wall over and make it bigger, but for money reasons and I don't know if the builder wants to, but we're kind of considering it the interior of the house. That's why we wanted to make it, rather than 7 feet high, at least 8 feet high, to keep intruders from possibly coming in. And then the other thing was in the front. I just wanted to, since it is the facade, to be totally clear what was going on, so there were no confusion there.
That you wouldn't have stayed.
I said I did it for peace of mind, but it should have been P-E-A-C-E of mind rather than peace of mind.
Oh, well.
Yeah, we should have had an English professor to do that, I think.
You want to be great, right?
At least you didn't put an extra apostrophe in there. That's her pet peeve. Okay, that was just a thought. I just was, you know, if y'all come up with another location of that wall to get your yard, some of your yard back. But I understand this is going to be like an exterior room.
Yeah, and I would like to make that wall bigger and create more space, but I don't know that it's in my budget or in the builder's desires to do it.
Yeah, so
we'll see.
Okay. All right, does everybody understand? We do have some eight-foot walls if you ride down Whiskey Road, but many of them are.
So I don't view this as a wall. It's more like part of the house, really.
Yeah.
Right, it is.
Yeah, so I think that certainly...
It's like an exterior wall without a roof.
Exactly.
Yeah. It is part, that's a good point. And the wall of the house is going to be taller than that.
Yep, I would like to get it to 9 to 10 feet, but it's been very difficult to get that.
Yeah.
With the...
There are ways you could put, you know, some wood picket type.
Which we're considering afterwards, probably putting something up afterwards to make it a little bit higher, or you could do some other things.
Yeah.
Raise your wire.
Hmm?
Raise your wire.
Yeah.
Raise your wire.
I hope not.
He's in charge of security at nuclear facilities. That's his idea of a good fence. Okay, well, thank you, Tim. And I don't believe we have anybody else that needs to speak, so we could have a motion on this.
I'd like to make a motion that we approve application 15-001025 as submitted.
Okay. Second.
Okay. All right.
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor of the motion, raise your right hand. Okay. Thank you for coming.
All right. Our next old business application is in the Historic Overlay District. This is application number 14-031. Rob Cahill is the applicant. Laurent Bensoussan is the owner. Location 607 Colleton. The applicant is requesting approval for changes to a previously approved application for 607 Colleton. The certificate of appropriateness, which was approved on 2/4/2014, is attached. The changes requested include the elimination of one driveway entrance. There were two approved. And gate located on to the west of the walking gate on Colleton Avenue. Also, the walking gate on Sumter Street, which was to be closed in, is now requested to remain an entrance and will utilize the existing gate. Finally, a 30-by-30 pea gravel parking area with the brick edging will be located inside the driveway opening.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. And we have a representative of the applicant here tonight, I believe.
Rob Cahill representing Laurent Bensoussan for 607 Colleton.
Okay. Did we explain pretty much what you're asking to change?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Y'all understand?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the problem with the brick color and the stop work and all that, we're not worried about that?
No, I don't know why Tommy put that in the stop work order, because that was not one of the reasons for the stop work order. I don't know why he added that in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because the brick,
I think it was just a change that we hadn't seen.
Right.
They
well, the brick was approved.
Yeah, they couldn't.
Okay. All right.
So that's,
they couldn't just change the layout and
right.
Let us know they changed it. We had to come back, you know, to a meeting. I think the white mortar probably is a little bit lighter than the buff color mortar in the, you know, remaining fence.
Yeah, we actually use a southern ivory on that.
Yeah.
And basically,
stands out.
It was approved to it by everyone else but me.
Yeah.
but
well, it's nice in, you know, an individual new structure that you, doesn't have to blend in with anything.
He has talked about taking the old mortar and, you know, doing an acid wash to, kind of bring that, so we can kind of get those colors to look a little closer.
You think that might?
I think it'll brighten it up, because that's still before the stop work order. It really hasn't been hit with muriatic acid yet.
Yeah.
The old walls probably, as far as, it's never really been washed, but, you know, since he's owned it, so.
They actually have brick stain. I've seen them, you know, use a stain on brick, which works on mortar, I would assume, too. It would antique it a little bit. But I don't think that was the main reason for the stop. Well, y'all, I think it's pretty straightforward. They're going, the main thing is a square parking area rather than a curved drive. And now we do have this, the light fixture things.
Yes, and we can add this as Exhibit E. Mm-hmm. These are examples of lanterns to hang on the front of the brick columns, and two that will be mounted on the top of the driveway brick columns.
The post-type lanterns are going to go on the new driveway opening on the columns.
Right.
And then that'll be three across Carlton and another three going down Sumter to match everything.
Okay.
And the wall-mounted units are going to go in front of the pedestrian gates. So two on Carlton and two on Sumter, so everything lines up and matches.
Do you all need to see those? I think we had them briefly in the work session. If you want to look at them, we'll just when we make the motion, if you all would, if you would please just say with the addition of the wall mounted and post mounted fixtures,
actually they'll be mounted directly to the column itself, so you're not going to see a post as you see them. That's just the box of the lanterns.
Yeah, that's just the only way you can describe a fixture that sits on a post. There are how many, quantity-wise?
For the top column-mounted ones, there'll be six, and then four of the face-mounted.
And four that are literally on
the front.
On the face of the pedestrian gates.
Of the two pedestrian gates. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's one gate. We don't have another gate out front with similar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. So when somebody, when y'all make the motion, you could even do that. You could say six.
The pedestrian gate that we're leaving open, we've actually taken the existing gate from 80 years ago and have had it, you know, sandblasted and painted and brought it, mm-hmm. brought it back to life.
Yeah. And that's what you're, that's really what you're putting in, the pedestrian gate that was to be closed.
Yes.
So
is that part of the new application?
Yeah.
Okay. Walk-in gate, main, well, it was existing gate. There we go. Okay. Gotcha.
Y'all approved the drive-in gate. And the front gate were approved administratively.
Yeah.
Way back when.
Okay.
Because this application is a long old application.
Okay. All right. Any other questions you all have? Thank you. Do we have anybody else who'd like to speak with regard to these changes to the wall, the openings in the wall? If not, we'll go ahead and have a motion and a discussion if needed.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that with respect to application 14-031, that we approve it as submitted with the following addition, that there be a total of six column-mounted lights placed on the wall and a total of four side-mounted lights, two at each of the pedestrian entrances. Mm-hmm. And we have two exhibits, and they will be exhibit
E. I did them both as E.
We have both of them depicted on Exhibit E being added to the application.
Okay, thank you.
Second.
Good. Any further discussion? Okay, all in favor of the application, raise your right hand. Okay, good. Thank you, Jeff.
So now we will move into new business, and all of these are in the historic overlay district. The first one is application number 15-042. Grant Larley, 332 Berry Road, and I didn't write up, but the owners are the Hottensons. If you really studied your application and really followed the site plans and the photographs that were provided, it was all laid right out there for you. Of course, Grant can come up and answer any questions, but the applicant's requesting approval for the following items. The installation of a new driveway and parking area at the front of the property with brick edging as shown on pages 1, 2, 9, and 10. There's also a small retaining wall around part of that parking area, which he speaks about in another area. Number two, the reinstallation of the aluminum fence along the Berry Road property line hidden on both sides with shrubs as shown on page 4. Three, the installation of a new front gate as shown on page 11. Number four, the installation of a new service drive on the east side of the property with pea gravel lanes and grass between, leading to a new parking area at the end as shown on the site plan. Also, the installation of a new 12-foot gate shown on page 4 at the service entrance to the east side of the property. Number five, the installation of walkways at the front of the house and gardens with brick edging at the sunroom as shown on pages 2 and 10. Number six, the refurbishment of the tennis court to include fencing as shown on page 5 and 12. Number seven, the installation of a new pavilion at the tennis court entrance as shown on pages 6 and 12. Number eight, the installation of a new retaining wall at the tennis court and front parking area, as well as a repair of the retaining wall outside the sunroom on the east side of the house, as shown on pages 7, 10, and 12. Number nine, the installation of a brick pit at the west side of the house with approximately 1 foot of brick to be exposed with iron railing to match existing at the rear of the house. This pit will have the AC condensers as shown on page 8 and 10. And then number 10, the installation of a 10 by 21, 6 foot tall lattice fence panel enclosure to hide all mechanical equipment. The fence will match the design of the tennis court fencing as shown on pages 5 and 10. Just noted that the applicant received administrative approval for a swimming pool and pool surround on March the 20th.
Okay, and if you could, our applicant, come forward and state his name for the record, please, Mr. Larley.
Grant Larley, 1096 Toolbeck Road.
Okay, good, thank you. Did we cover everything?
I think we covered everything. I mean, the from the site plan to the planning plan to everything's laid out there, exactly what we want to do, so... I guess you guys had a chance to tour it. Some of the grading's been done and plantings and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Great problems. Do you all have questions? I think, I guess one question that came up was the about the granite.
Well, we've tossed around. We probably are trying not to lock in on a certain gravel. The 89 gravel, which we use throughout the historic district, it packs better than pea gravel. We can't get the old pea gravel that was just white. It's very difficult to get. It comes with a lot of browns and tans in it now. The crushed slate, I think it's called crushed slate. The problem with that, we've seen on some driveways, is over time it compresses and becomes more, I guess the fine, it just deteriorates and cracks and it becomes real fine, and so it wears, like, you know, the car.
Muddy, almost becomes like mud.
Yeah, I mean, they have it next door at the McNeils, and we were over there the other day because they want us, she wants to top dress it, and it's, you know, it's top dress it with the same thing, but you routine, you know, over and over and over, and it's, you know, it's real expensive stuff to not last longer than it does. It's great if you don't drive on it. It looks real pretty, but as you drive on it, it just packs and, you know, wears down.
Yeah, and I'm familiar with the problem of trying to find white pea gravel. It's now mostly orange pea gravel.
It is. We've been able to get some that's whiter than the orange. I think the last load came out of Alabama, but it's still not the bright white like you saw, you know, some of the real old properties had. Mm-hmm. Or size-wise, we got. I know the Mrs. Orstrom. We had some come out of Alabama, and it was a smaller grade.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Now, the other question was the service drive. That's when you have people coming to work on your grounds.
It is.
Where will they park?
The back right-hand corner. Over time, that property. I think the previous owner kind of split it off, so it doesn't have as much. There's like a paddock that comes and it loops around, and that's actually owned by the McNeils on the other side, and so they're kind of limited as to where, you know. One problem with Berry Road is there's no parking, and so if you have the landscape trucks trying to park on Berry Road, it just doesn't work well. So what they're proposing is that service drive go down to the right, and in front of that paddock is to have a turnaround gravel area that the landscaper would park while he's working on the property. And then at one time we had, we wanted to build an outbuilding down there for the equipment and stuff. They've kind of since scrapped that for now. May come back up at a later date, but I think more now is just a turn around and they can park there while they work.
Now, Grant, does that have a different gravel?
No, it'll be the same.
Same thing.
Like I said, I've shown the 89 gravel, but we've actually, we have it. The landscape architect wants the crushed slate. The owner wants the 89. So I don't know, you know, where we'll end up with that.
The crushed slate is what the guy from Atlanta was suggesting, and that's what the people next door have. That isn't
correct.
Hidden something.
I mean, it's three times. Yeah, it's three times as much, and it doesn't hold up as well. And you know,
right. Well,
The pit is to hide all our HVAC equipment. The lattice panel up on that side is, we want to put gas meter, electric meter, generator, all that stuff wants to be hidden. We're trying not to have anything mounted on the house or next to the house. And so that's the purpose of those. The pool equipment will be hidden in there as well. Tennis court's going back right where it was. The pavilion, the fencing is a lattice style instead of a, you know, to give it a more old look. Mm-hmm. No tennis lights. No chain link.
So with the service drive, is there any reason that you couldn't just bring it in and stop it like before the focal point there and just sort of have them come in and stay off the road? And seems like it would be more attractive that way rather than having it go under the nice lily pond and all that other stuff.
Let me go to the map because I think it goes all the way to the back of the back of the property, and that land there slopes down kind of like that. So it's,
I don't know, I guess
like a rear entrance actually is what it is, because otherwise it will be coming right across your front yard. I mean, you'll have trucks and trailers and all kind of stuff coming into your
front. Yeah, and we've hugged that. We've planted some big magnolias there, and we've hugged that service drive, kind of just upgraded it in there and hugged that property line, and then we want to hug down and push it down there next to the fence that has been chopped off.
They're not able to afford brick pavers in the circle, in the courtyard?
Afford?
That's the wrong word.
Spend all our money on trees. And you're talking about out front?
Yeah. I mean, where you know, I think the gravel gets to be more of an issue when it's a lot of it. And when you drive down there and you look in and you see an ocean of gravel, as opposed to just a drive, I can live with a drive easier than, in fact, even the service yard, I like it.
I think that they put a brick apron and then they put gravel and then they have another walk area in front of the house that's extended that's going to be brick. And I think the problem is I'm not going to answer for them, but I would guess that with all of the brick in the facade of the house, and all of a sudden you put brick pavers down there, if it just is too much. You know, I think the house, since we put shutters on, it's come down and looks smaller, and as we landscape it, I think it'll do even more.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think undoubtedly the landscaping will just really...
Yeah, and I have some pictures from...
Soften it, and that's why I think you could the brick pavers would probably blend in with all the nice landscaping. He's got it surrounded. If it all gets put in like this...
Originally, the plan was a lot of hard surface, bluestone, and all these paths were bluestone, and... I know the owner's comment was it's getting a little too much Atlanta feel and not an Aiken feel, and can we take that and soften it with gravel? So that I know that that was her, because like I said, all those pathways originally were bluestone.
Yeah. And she was probably picturing pea gravel or something too, which is just hard to get.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so we don't spend the whole evening here talking. There's a lot you could talk about, you know, on this property.
It's gonna be really, really neat when it's done. I tell you, it's come a long way. And Mrs. Alice Knowles, I went over and took a bunch of pictures, old pictures. In the beginning, it had a grass circle, and then it had these, I guess, big, tall, kind of cedar.
Poplar things
going up in front. So we are putting the grass circle back, and that'll soften it as well in the front. Mm-hmm. And it goes back to what was originally there.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep expanding the FDR stories, but I keep getting shot down. Some of them aren't true. So.
I would say all of them aren't true.
Yeah.
Well, like the elevator.
And there was a phone in the basement that went straight to the White House. Somebody said. So.
Okay. Well, the one I like is about the railroad cut that came to the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. To the house. Yeah.
Well, I was told that.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people said that there was a special railroad cut.
Through Hitchcock Woods.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we've digressed from gravel to private railroad sidings. I think that y'all are...
There are no changes, right?
Yeah.
Everything?
Yeah, it's just, well, the bluestone... I don't know if we've ever really had the... Have we really had the whole entire landscape plan before us?
No, is it.
Yeah. We've had the house.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Good. Well, thank you then, Grant. And if you don't have anything you want to say, we could have a motion, and if y'all want to talk some more, we can do that.
With respect to application number 15-042, I move that we approve this application as submitted.
Second.
All right. All righty. We have a motion second. Now, as far as the gravel, I guess I can ask all of us if we're okay with the 89, I guess, is what it is officially what it's going to be, unless you all find something that you prefer. And we understand about the slate as probably not a good practical solution. And I've run into things trying to find, I gave up on pea gravel myself. So.
Well, I like the pea gravel is nice if you can.
If you can find white.
Yeah, but if you, even the mixed is not that bad.
Okay, do y'all want?
It's preferable, but I mean, I'm not going to make them require them to do that.
Do y'all want to give them, if they want to change that, if they find another source, so that he doesn't have to come back to our meeting, we could give them permission by administrative approval if they wanted to adjust the driveway.
I would think that they could do that just anyway, couldn't they?
If you do it in the motion, right now it says number 89 stone, so he'll feel like he needs to come back and let us know. I'm wanting to give him some latitude if he's still debating.
Do 89 have to change this, come back administratively?
Yeah, that's all.
Take the recommendation back to where that says.
Right, and you never can tell, you may find a source, there's enough of it there, you might, you know, be worth looking. All right, would you accept, you made the motion, right?
Right.
Okay, just.
Okay. And that, let's see, what is it, number? And that the applicant has the option to.
Substitute.
Substitute pea gravel or other suitable gravel through an administrative approval.
Okay, all right, we have a second. Okay, any further discussion? No, all in favor, raise your right hand. Okay. All righty.
Our next applicant has not arrived. I don't know if there's some sort of a mix-up. Can we have approval to?
To move to the next, or just to continue it?
Well, I was going to say, just go ahead and hear this other one and see if he shows up.
You need a motion to skip over?
Switch the order maybe, just to.
Yeah, you want to do that quick.
Mr. Chair.
Delise? So move, okay, second? Who's the second?
Second.
Second, that we move item number four, excuse me, number three up in place of item number two.
Okay. All righty, okay, this next application is number 15-044. The applicant is Southern Siding and Windows, owners are Timothy and Mary Lou Vincent, and the location is 841 Fermata Place. The applicant is requesting approval to replace old windows in a sunroom located on the southwest rear of the house at 841 Fermata Place. The existing windows appear to be metal storm sash, but the bottom fixed windows are encased with wood. The new vinyl windows will consist of double hung windows with fixed windows beneath. No other windows in this house will be replaced at this time. So we have a little bit of information about these, they are vinyl windows. And we have Christian Glover with us tonight, and if you have any questions for her.
Okay, and she would come forward to the lectern and identify herself.
I'm Christian Glover with Southern Siding and Window Company.
Okay. Do y'all have any questions? It appears that this is a window wall made up of some existing wood windows with, and then some storm sash above it. So it's not really a whole window, it's there now. So at least you've got now one sort of continuous window unit. And it's a non-contributing house, and the sunroom is kind of in the rear, is it not? You see it just from the one glimpse of it from the side.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Is it just, it's, okay, I get it.
Just on that back corner.
So does it, is this back up on the golf course or the wood?
Other side.
What, the wood?
Other side, uh-huh.
So it's not, it wouldn't be visible. Well, yeah, it probably wouldn't be visible in the woods anyway. Mm.
Okay. All right, thank you. I don't think we have any questions. Thank you for coming, though. And it doesn't look like we don't have anybody else who's going to comment about this. Unless there's somebody hiding up there. All right. Would y'all like to make a motion, Elise?
Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a motion on application 15-044 as submitted.
Second.
All righty. Any discussion? All in favor, raise your right hand. Okay. Now, it looks to me like we may have to have a motion to... Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, with respect to application 15043, I move that we continue it to the next meeting.
Okay. Thank you.
Second.
Good. Motion, all in favor, right hand. Okay. I think we've moved that item... which was number two.
Mm-hmm.
For the next meeting, Carla. Okay, good.
Next month.
Yeah.
No, he said until a later date. Do you want to just leave it like that, or do you want to say that you want to continue it?
Let me revise my motion to we continue it until he informs us he will be ready to.
Okay, now we're talking about Jeff Ellis's.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, wait a minute. Whoa. Wait a minute. I thought he...
Tom Nance is fine.
Yes, okay. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, that's
but
fine.
But now, I thought the applicant removed it.
He did, but it's on the agenda.
And
I
so we have to
we
just acknowledge that he
sort of
removed it?
Yes.
So
he asked that it be continued until a later meeting.
So suppose we table it.
Yeah, I agree.
We don't usually, but if that's what y'all want to do, that's fine.
So it just stays because...
we don't want to go every month. And
yeah, we want him to come.
Table it until he comes to a work
session.
Yeah,
okay. That's my motion. I table it until he...
Okay.
I second it.
It's strongly suggested that he comes to a work session.
That was a good second.
Okay. All right, all in favor of the motion that this last item be tabled, raise your right hand. Mm-hmm. Now, that means that he'll just... be in touch with you
uh-huh.
about when he can come in mm-hmm. and when he knows what he's going to do.
Yeah, and I'll
let
him know.
I think that's part of his problem is really knowing what he...
Well, right. And, of course, this week is just, you know...
Yeah, then, yeah. Yeah.
Not going to work.
Right.
So...
For lots of reasons. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, there we go.
But it'll be on... Does that mean that it will be automatically be on our next...
Mm-mm. No. Mm-hmm.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Because I think he just needs to go do some homework.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he first needs to come to a work session, and we need to have some serious discussion about it.
I'll email him that information.
Right.
Because I agree with the neighbor, maybe not.
Right. That's
the
what the motion was. It was tabled until he comes to a work session. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So do we need to keep this?
I would appreciate it if you guys would. If you don't, we can
certainly...
You want
to keep the lattice screen thing?
Two and four?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, you know, what just for interest's sake, what did y'all think of Tom Nance's application?
For the lattice screen.
I mean, it may be able to be approved administratively. I didn't have time to deal with it.
Did you see pictures of what's there now? It's like a box, a wood storage box or something that keep
all they want is privacy.
Yeah, he just wants to make an actual petition there. So why don't you research? I don't know that it was anything, and you can take it down if somebody doesn't like it.
I think it could have been. This is an issue with my part-time.
Unofficially, since we've already talked about it and moved it, I think that would be fine.
In fact, even the last thing, we wondered about the sunroom thing, if it needed to come here. She didn't think so, and I didn't think so.
Okay. We have an interim planning director who is being very cautious and careful right now.
That's his job.
That's right. That's his job. So we compliment him on hanging in there.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't go anywhere.
Yeah, really.
That's right.
Oh, boy, that'd be interesting. So are we adjourned?
Yes, we are.
All right.
We're adjourned. Thanks, Paul, for
John, to make it where we have to go.
Right.
Yay.
Yay.
Oh, fun. Is it fun having him here? Oh, come on.